And as we're all getting excited for the Du Bois Community Days, on Friday night, we have a wonderful band coming into town. It's called the Reagan Years, and we brought in their founder this morning, Cy, the founder of the Reagan Years. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Well, we are itching to get back into Du Bois Community Days and celebrate like we usually can. And, of course, celebrating means listening to music during that free Du Bois Community Days concert. So, Cy, let's talk for a moment. If you can describe the Reagan Years, well, probably, I mean, if you're thinking about the name, you can kind of figure out what type of music you guys play, huh?
That is correct. So we don't bind it to exactly 1980 to 88, but it is the music of the 80s.
Okay, so this is, I mean, that's pretty diverse, honestly, if you're thinking like Madonna versus Def Leppard versus Hall & Oates versus, I mean, INXS. That's a pretty wide range. How do you do that all in one band?
Yeah, it's interesting. So we have multiple singers in the band. So even I'm the drummer, but I also sing some as well. So I sing the new wave stuff, and then you know, we have two female singers. So you know, a different voice like Joan Jett compared to Madonna or Whitney Houston or Hart. You know, those are divided between the ladies in the band. And then our feature male lead vocalist is actually the former lead voice of the musical Rock of Ages. So he's got the killer range that does the Journey, the Scorpions, the White Snake, the Bon Jovi. And then we have a singing bass player that you know, does the more raspier stuff. So like the Brian Adams and our guitarist even sings one too. He sings the Ramones tune. So it's quite a diverse mix because we have a diverse set of vocals that go with it. And then a sax player as well. So, you know, we can do the songs like Urgent or an INXS song that, you know, is different than on some other cover bands' playlists, so that's the recipe for diversity.
Wow, that is a wide range between all of those songs and all of those artists. Are there a couple that you know whenever you are up on stage, and whether you're in Du Bois or Washington D.C., wherever you might be on that particular night, you know that that crowd is going to go wild? What are some of those songs that people are just like, yeah, that's what I wanted to hear?
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a couple that resonate with a lot of people. So let's say Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi seems to, you know, usually get a really good reaction.
That's a sing-along song. That definitely is.
Gotcha. And then, you know, Don't Stop Believin' is one of those songs that, you know, it appeals to many people, but we also kind of feel that since the pandemic, it's now kind of risen as a theme song, because I mean, a lot of people needed something to hope for during the pandemic, and that Don't Stop Believin' song has kind of risen to be, you know, the rebirth of live music and the hope that it all, you know, restarts well.
Yeah, well said. Of course, you know, we've got quite a few children of the 80s here in Du Bois. But, you know, if somebody's bringing their family and they've got, let's say, 8-year-old kid along with them, do you think there's something for grandma and mom and dad and the 8-year-old kid?
I know it for a fact because we see it all the time, and it's great. So you know, we see the three generations of, you know, of people all singing these songs, and they know them. You know, that they really know them. So so it's great to see, you know, children, toddlers, you know, singing "I Love Rock and Roll" or geez, now I'm even having a hard time thinking of the songs, but I'm like, I'm looking at them going, you know, they're dancing together for, you know, she works hard for the money, or here I go again, and you know, you just see the kids and the moms and the grandmoms, you know, all singing them. They've heard them so many times.
Wow. Okay, here's a toughie, because you guys also seem to dress the part for this. Which 80s trend, whether it be fashion or something else, what 80s trend, if you had a say, would you bring back?
Oh, well, so for personal style, I liked the mostly black and white 80s stuff, but that doesn't seem to be like what everybody today associates with, you know, 80s wear. So you might not know, but I'm from like the Mill Hall, Lock Haven area of Pennsylvania. So,
oh, okay.
So, you know, I had to go to State College Mall to like, you know, Chess King to find my clothes in the 80s. So, you know, I got stuff from Chess King or Merry-Go-Round, and most of that stuff was black and white, you know, so it was black jacket, a poofy white shirt, a bolo, you know, a string bolo tie, and you know, like herringbone, you know, pleated pants or something. So that's what I liked, but it seems like everybody identifies 80s with like day glow green or day glow pink or, you know, something like that. So,
sure.
I don't know. I never liked that really bright colored 80s stuff. But I guess my fashion would be the black and white new wave looking cool, you know, looking clothes.
Listen, I'm okay as long as we don't bring back the shoulder pads. I'm good with everything. Cy, let me ask you one more question, because I know. You know, we're going to wrap it up here pretty soon, but as we are excited to see you on stage here in the Dubois area this Friday, what's it like to actually be on stage, particularly after a year like this, whenever things are finally getting back to where people are able to be on stage? What is that like to look out into the crowd and be able to see people again?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because It is really joyful, and I guess it's hard to describe, but you know, we tried to do a few shows through the pandemic, and at least where we were performing, it was mandatory seated, mandatory masks, so you couldn't even see people singing along, and that lack of energy, even though people were there to support you and you knew they wanted to be there and they were, you know, they had all of that positive energy for you, it didn't translate to the stage. So now when you play, and, you know, we just did two near sold out shows over the weekend, and hundreds of people, you know, massed in a group singing, you know, from the dance floor. So when you stop the chorus to let them, you know, sing a line of the chorus, and a thunderous volume of voices come back to you, it's, you know, it just makes your heart swell, and you know that, like, wow, this is why I do this again, and this is why I waited through the pandemic, and this is what music is all about, when everybody gets together and everybody unites in song. And that's, you know, the energy that was lacking for a long time, and you so appreciate it once it's been gone, and now it's back, and it's just great to hear that and be part of that again.
Absolutely. Makes us maybe a little more grateful for it.
Well,
Cy, thank you so much for being on the show with us, and for being here on the phone line and making some time for us, and we're so excited to see you here in person this Friday.
Awesome. Well, can't wait to be there. Let's hope for good weather. Cross our fingers. And I look forward to hearing from people that listened to the interview and thought it would be interesting to come out and check out the band.
Absolutely. Well, we are excited for it. That is this Friday night at Dubois Community Days, the Reagan Years. 6:45 until 8, they get a short little break. 8:30 until 9:45 for the second show.